Macabre misfortune.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 101 of Macabre Misfortunes. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Tracy.
Tracy, today's story is going to be a little bit shorter than some of the ones we've had, but it's got enough to piss you off for three episodes.
Oh brother, I'm already steaming already.
So let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of the term trash streaming?
No. I've heard trash talking.
Yeah. Well, this is not exactly the same thing. It's something that became very popular in Europe, especially Russia, in the last 5 years. You would invite some friends over to your house, right?
Right.
Drinking a little bit, start partying, and you would live stream the party. So far, nothing too crazy. Then you would ask for money donations in exchange for completing some dares.
Oh, truth, like truth or dare, right?
Yeah. So like I've heard of like some adult websites to where, you know, women would say, hey, how much to do this and that, blah, 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 blah. But I didn't really know that was a thing on like live streaming, just regular people. But apparently that's what they would do. So you would offer up, hey, here's $20. I dare you to do this. And then you would do it.
Okay.
And apparently they can make some pretty nice money off of this. And the gentleman we're going to talk about tonight, I think, made a pretty good living off of this. Because he'd done it for a couple of years.
Okay.
Obviously, this sounds like it could be pretty fun if it's done in a playful way.
Of course.
But for some, it was anything but playful. The lengths that some people will go to when money's involved is just plain sickening. You know, a good example of the trash streaming was there was a documentary came out, I don't know, a year and a half ago, 2 years ago maybe, called Don't F With Cats. It was on Netflix. You didn't watch it. Because you didn't like the idea that, you know, there were animals being abused in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it started off, was actually showing you the video. But there was a guy who was doing horrible things to cats, thus the name.
No.
He was basically killing kittens and stuff like that in various different ways.
Oh.
And he was live streaming it.
Oh, no.
But they really couldn't.
Such a thing?
And this was over in, for the most part, I think this was over in Europe. But nobody could figure out where this guy was coming from. Well, eventually, a group of internet sleuths, they started grouping together and started looking at stuff like what kind of couch he had. Well,
oh.
That's what kind of style that was. That's something that was found in Europe, at more than here.
Oh, so they were trying they to find who that, he
oh,
was?
Yeah, they were finding clues like wallpaper on the wall, stuff like that, styles of the room he was in. They were looking at everything. And eventually, these internet sleuths figured out who he was.
No way.
And turned him in, because he ended up actually killing people and stuff too. That's just how it started.
Uh-uh.
Yes. But the police couldn't figure out who he was, but these internet sleuths spent night and day on, there was a group of, you know, several, and they figured it out and whatever.
Wow. That's crazy.
So tonight's subject is a YouTuber by the name of Stas Raflay. Now, his real name, and I'll butcher this because it's definitely Russian, is Stanis Slovrechnak. I think it's how it's said. Now, he was a well-known Russian live streamer and a YouTuber. He would focus primarily, his content, I guess, primarily, was video gaming and live casino playing. And I will never understand why people want to watch other people play video games.
That makes no sense to me either.
I know our grandkids were all into it. I don't know if Dakota is anymore, but
I don't think she is.
But Addie was all into watching people play Minecraft, and Twitch has literally created millionaires from people to just sit and play video games and people watch them.
That is so... Get a life, please. Get outside and enjoy the sun. Ride a daggone bike or something.
Or actually play a video game.
No, my gosh.
That's a different kind of lazy.
Well, now I agree with that.
You know, it's like, well, I don't really want to actually play the game. Mm. I'd rather watch somebody do it. All right. So the guy that we're talking about, he got bigger on the platforms he was in. So he decided he was going to dive into this trash streaming. And like I said, this was very popular in Russia at the time. Stas became well known for abusing his girlfriend, Valentina Grigorieva. I think that's close. While live streaming. So he would literally, against her will, at some point, abuse her for the sake of donations, because people suggested a certain thing. Now, I'm going to say this in all due respect. If you're going to stay with somebody who's willing to do that for money, do stuff that you didn't willingly participate in, some of that's on you.
Well, no, and I agree.
A big part.
I agree with that. Or they should have turned the tables and did it to him.
Well, that would be cool.
Yeah.
All right, on one occasion, just to give you an example, Stas was paid a sizable donation, I don't know how much, to pepper spray Valentina. On the live stream, you could see her, and these videos are still out there. You can find them. You gotta look sometimes harder for some, but you can find them. You can see her on this live stream having a panic attack after he sprayed her in the face with pepper spray. Instead of comforting her like a good boyfriend would do, or maybe not spray her in the face to begin with, like a good boyfriend would do, he sprays her even more.
Jerkwad.
Valentina can be seen rolling around on the floor, moaning in agony. But Tracy, it gets worse. There was a homeless man who was also an alcoholic, and he apparently had some mental illness. His name was Valentin Venestchev. Now, Stas was known over a 3-year period to play several pranks on this man. And he did this by conning him by saying, hey, I'll give you a place to stay if you come in. And then when he was in the house, he'd live stream and do bad stuff to him. Valentin can be seen in several videos with Stas. And in these videos, Stas would take a donation and do very disturbing things to this man. For example, things like convincing him to drink a cup of urine.
Aww.
I don't know whose urine. I don't know if it was his or Stas's or...
Maybe it was Mountain Dew and they were just pretending.
I don't think so. When you hear the rest of this, you'll know that definitely wasn't the case. So after 3 years of appearing on these live streams, he eventually would just leave and never come back. And you would think that it's because he just got fed up and realized that he was just being taken advantage of. But he would later go on to claim that he was a willing participant in all the pranks that went on.
I bet he made him say that.
Well, I mean, maybe
so. Why would you admit that?
I don't know. But trust me when I tell you this gets way worse. And we're going to take a quick sponsor break and I'll be back and tell you how this thing wraps up. All right, Tracy, let's go to December 2nd, 2020.
Really?
Yeah, not that long ago. It was a freezing night. I think it's at minus 17 degrees Fahrenheit. And I think that's minus 3 degrees Celsius for people who are listening overseas. And trust me when I tell you this is going to come into play. Stas is live streaming, right? He and Valentin and a few other friends, they're all drinking and just hanging out, listening to music. At some point, somebody sent a $1,000 donation.
Whoa, I can't even imagine what this is going
to
be.
The dare to sexually assault Valentina and then lock her outside.
Oh, man.
Well, Valentina wanted nothing to do with this. In fact, she pulled out a knife and she threatened to use it on Stas. But Stas overpowered her and he threw her to the floor, took off the majority of her clothes, poured cold water on her, and then locked her outside on the balcony.
Oh, my gosh.
He then continues to live stream. During the time he's live streaming, you could hear Valentina pounding on the door to be let back in. Eventually, Stas does walk out there to check on his girlfriend. He would find her body lying on the balcony, not moving. He proceeded to drag her body inside. He stated on the live stream that she looked pale and she didn't appear to be breathing. He then carried her to the couch and finally called for an ambulance. If that's not disturbing enough, he continued to live stream for nearly 45 more minutes, and he drank and he played live music all the way up until the paramedics arrived.
What a dick.
By that time, Valentina had died.
Aww.
It was originally thought that her death was caused by hypothermia, but an autopsy actually showed it was because of head trauma. So I'm assuming during the altercation where he threw her to the ground, something like that. This might be the worst part.
Oh, God, I don't want to hear it.
Stas was arrested and convicted of involuntary manslaughter. He was sentenced to 6 years in jail.
You've got to be kidding.
Nope. 6 years in jail.
I mean, why couldn't they connect him to all that live streaming stuff? You would think he would get more. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean, but if that might be where the guy saying he was a willing participant came in at. Because if that guy says, I was willing to do all that stuff, then you can't get him for any of that. You can't really get him for pepper spraying her, because that's really not a crime. It sucks. But it's not really a crime. So, I mean, and you're talking about Russia.
Man, poor girl. Wish she could have just got out of that situation.
She should have got. She was a beautiful young lady.
Aww.
She could have done. She definitely didn't need to do that. I mean, you got to think that he was probably a threatening, controlling,
right?
Made her lose all of her self-confidence or whatever.
Well, I'm sure. You know, when you're berated like that, and I mean, that's what you're going to feel like, you're not worth crap. That's terrible.
But yeah, that's an absolutely.
So is he still in jail then, I guess? No, what is this? Well, that's the fourth year. Is that what you're talking about?
I don't know. I don't know when the conviction happened. That happened in 23. I mean, in at the end of 2020. So literally, that's only been 3 years ago. And I don't know. You know, it would have at least been 6 months or so, I would think, for a trial.
Yeah.
So. And hopefully he don't get out on good behavior even earlier.
No, I hope not. I mean, I'm sure the prisons over there are not very nice, I would think. I don't know, but.
Yeah. I was going to say, the one TV show I watched, they weren't good in Russia.
Mm.
But I don't know how accurate that was.
Well, that's very sad.
But, yeah.
Bad, bad, bad.
Well,
People out there watching it should be ashamed of yourselves.
Yes, absolutely. Well, most of them were in Russia. Because I'm sure they spoke Russian the whole time. I don't know that for a fact.
Well, but, they're all buttholes.
Yes. Well, I guess we should end on a joke.
You always scare me when you start to do these jokes.
Hey, I've been very good with these jokes.
Yeah.
I've been trying to be where they're actually decent, clean jokes.
All right.
So, there's this old man and woman. And they've been married for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
60 years.
Oh, good for them.
They invite some friends over, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the husbands are now sitting. The women are in the kitchen. They're tidying up and stuff from the coffee and all that. And the husbands are sitting down in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them says to the other that was hosting, he says, how have you guys made it for this long? And he said, you know what? It's all about romance. It's all about just loving each other and going to the very end. And he said, you know, he said, it's like, and he pauses for a little bit. And he said, I took her to a restaurant And the guy said, yeah. And he said, I don't remember the name of the restaurant. And the guy said, okay. He said, and the guy said, what's the name of that flower, the red flower? And he said, a rose? He said, yeah, yeah. Rose, what was the name of that restaurant?
You're so stupid.
All right, guys. We love you. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye, guys.